Okay, whoops. So we're going to get started. We'll chant as we're normally chanting at this time because we're concerned with all the devotees in Ujjain, not Ujjain, sorry, Ukraine. So all the people in Ukraine and all the people in Russia were very compassionate, and we want to pray for their safety and welfare. So let's chant the prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev for them. Namaste, Nrsimhaya, Valladolid, Hiranyakashipu,
Prabhupada, 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 знаю праву падан, Арібо, 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 Атіпо.
Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parvacharya, Osutada, Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananada Bhattagata Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya Srila Huridas Thakur Kijai, Ramse Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Parabhu Nichananda Shivaita Garadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikapana Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamuna Mai Kijai Shivani Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. So Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. Whoops, make this steady ground. Okay, got it. So Omagana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshuram Niditam Yena Tasmai Shigaravena Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So we're going to continue with our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I think we may be able to finish this chapter, chapter 24, today, maybe. Maybe. Purports are kind of large. So we'll continue with it. And tomorrow we're going to be speaking more about Lord Shiva, since at the temple we're going to be celebrating Shiva Ratri. So Shiva Ratri doesn't mean the appearance of Lord Shiva. It means the night of Lord Shiva, his dance. Okay. So everybody knows that. Some people think Shiva Ratri is the celebration of the appearance of Lord Shiva, but it's the special day for Lord Shiva, the night of his dance. And hopefully he doesn't do his Tandava Nritya dance now, because if he does his Tandava Nritya dance now, we are all finished. And that would be quite dangerous to be finished at this point, unless you happen to be ready to go back to Godhead. And I am not ready to go back to Godhead right now. And so some of you may be. But I'm ready to stay here and try to serve Krishna and preach and serve the devotees and be compassionate. And maybe after a few billion births, then we'll be ready to go back to Godhead. So we will see. Right now, we're ready to be compassionate. So let us start with Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 356. 336 in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 24 of the Majalila. So, Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Actually, someone said to me, your humility is heart-wrenching. It's not like my humility, my practicality. And also, I enjoy serving Krishna in this world. So, and I enjoy being compassionate. I'm not humble. So, let's continue. Continue with this, okay? Nama Mahima Naparad Nama Parada Dure Varjana Vaishnava Lakshana Seva Parada Kandana. It's about offenses. You should these are instructions given to Sanatana Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Benares. And so based on these instructions, Sanatana Goswami and the other Goswamis wrote their Vaishnava literatures. You should glorify the holy name and explain that one must carefully give up offenses when chanting the holy name. You should also describe the symptoms of a Vaishnava and explain that one must give up or nullify all kinds of seva aparada offenses in deity worship. The devotee should always be very careful not to commit the 10 offenses while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If a devotee is very strictly follows the methods of deity worship, he will naturally and quickly become a pure Vaishnava. A pure Vaishnava has unflinching faith in the Lord, and he does not deviate at all. He is always engaged in perfect deity worship. One should also note the specific offenses against deity worship. They are mentioned in the Skanda Purana, Avanti Kanda, spoken by Vyasadeva himself. One should liquidate all kinds of offenses. The Shalagram Shila should be worshipped with Tulsi where a sufficient quantity of Tulsi leaves are available. Worship of Shalagram Shila should be introduced in all ISKCON temples. Shalagram Shila is the form of the Lord's mercy. To worship the deity with 64 items mentioned may be a difficult job, but the Lord has become so small that anyone in any temple can carefully handle deity worship simply by performing the same activities with the Shalagram Shila. There are 32 offenses to the deity that should be avoided. One should not enter the temple in a vehicle. Obvious. Shoes and slippers should be removed before entering the temple. Of course, that doesn't mean that one doesn't drive his car into the temple. Of course, it does mean that too. But in other words, you shouldn't go on a palanquin. However, if you're disabled, that's fine. You can go on a palanquin or you can go on a wheelchair. You know, so these are not absolute instructions. Two, one should offer obeisances as soon as he sees the deity, obviously. Three, one should enter the deity after taking a bath, obviously. In other words, one should be very clean. Four, one should not offer obeisances to the Lord with one hand because that's just like really complacent. One only has one hand, then one should do it that way. One should not circumambulate the demigods before the deities. Very, very important. Six, one should not spread his legs before the deity. Seven, one should not sit down before the deity with his legs crossed, nor should one touch his legs with his hands. So legs crossed doesn't mean you can have a yoga position, you know, legs crossed like that, but not with the legs up. Eight, one should not lie down before the deity. Means go to sleep. Nine, one should not eat before the deity. So one time, it was an interesting story. We were with Prabhupada during his Vyasa Puja, and he gave out his birthday cake and was right before the deities. And the devotee said, we're not supposed to eat before the deities. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. And we got special permission, and we fought each other and practically killed each other to get a piece of Prabhupada's birthday cake. 10. One should not speak lies before the deity, obviously. 11. One should not speak very loudly before the deity. 12. One should not talk nonsense before the deity. 13. One should not cry before the deity, unless you're genuinely crying for love of God. 14. One should not deal with others before the deities. In other words, everything you deal with or whoever you deal with should be about the deities. One should not utter harsh words before the deities. One should not cover himself with a blanket. You can use a chadar, obviously. One should not talk enviously of others before the deity. One should not praise others before the deity, but you can praise Vaishnavas. But don't praise a politician, particularly our past president. One should not use slang before the deity. Of course, nowadays English is pretty much slang. One should not pass air before the deity, obviously. One should not neglect the 64 items of deity worship. One should not eat anything not offered to the deity. That's even when you're not in the deity room or in the temple room. One should not neglect offering seasonal fruits as soon as they are available. So actually, Prabhupada said the first class offering is to offer seasonal fruits and vegetables, not that you have to import mangoes from halfway around the world. What pleases the deities is to offer the deity something local. Krishna's a locavore. One should always offer fresh, untouched fruit to the deity. One should not sit with his back towards the deity, obviously. One should not offer obeisances to others before the deity, except for the spiritual master. One should not sit near the deity without taking the spiritual master's permission. Oh, someone asked a question. What if one is Betty's? Was very sad inside and tears come out in front of the deity. Is that prohibited? No. It's not prohibited to have tears in front of the deities. What's prohibited, let me just make sure. Make sure I didn't miss someone else's question. No, I didn't. It's not crying out loudly. That's crying out loudly. But, you know, tears coming down, but don't make a show of it. That's the main thing, is don't make a show of it. I mean, obviously, I remember when Prabhupada passed away, all of us were crying in front of the deities. These principles have to be applied with some intelligence. You know, if you get too ritualistic about it, then you're really not going to understand the purpose of the whole thing. One should not be proud or to hear himself praised before the deity, obviously. One should not blaspheme the demigods, obviously. One should not be unkind to others before the deity. Obviously, don't be unkind to others even when you're not in front of the deities. One should observe all festivals in the temple. One should not fight or quarrel before the deity. Obviously, you shouldn't be quarreling even outside. Of course, if you're going to quarrel, just step outside the temple room. Better not to. Shankha Jala Ganda Pushpa Dupani Lakshana Japa Stuti Parikrama Dandavat Vandana. The items of worship such as water, conch shell, flowers, incense, and lamps should be described. You should also mention chanting softly, that's japa, offering prayers, vandana, circumambulating, parikrama, and offering obeisances. All these should be carefully described. Circumambulating the deity is actually very important in our new temple. We're going to be having inside circumambulation path. All these are mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The eighth vilas of that book should be consulted as far as possible. Purusharana vidhi Krishna prasada bhojana anivedita tyaga Vaishnava nindari varjana. Other items you should describe are the method of performing purusharana, that means before you do the worship, taking Krishna prasadam, giving up unoffered food, and not blaspheming the Lord's devotees. Regarding Vaishnava Nidha, that means blaspheming devotees. See Majalila 15-61. Sadhu Lakshana, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sevana, Asat Sangha Dhyaga, Si Bhagavata Shravana. You should describe the symptoms of the devotee, how to associate with devotees, how to satisfy a devotee by rendering service, and how to give up the association of non-devotees. You should also explain the value of regularly hearing the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Indina kritya paksha kritya ekadashari vivarana masa kritya janmashtari janmashtam yari viri vicharana. You should describe the ritualistic duties to be performed every day, and you should also describe the fortnightly duties, that means every 2 weeks, especially how to observe the fortnightly Ekadashi fast. You should also describe the duties to be observed every month, and you should especially describe the observance of ceremonies like Janmashtami, Krishna's appearance, Rama Navami, Lord Rama's appearance, and Nrisingha Chaturdashi, Lord Nrisingadev's appearance. Ekadashi Janmashtami Vamana Dwadashi Shri Rama Navami Ara Nrisingha Chaturdashi. Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Brahmana Dwadashi, Ramanavami, and Nrisingha Chaturdashi, all these should be described. Esabe Viratyaga, Avena karna, karne dosha, kaile, bhaktira lambana. You should recommend the avoidance of mixed ekadasi and the performance of pure ekadasi. You should also describe the fault in not observing ekadasi. One should be very careful as far as these items are concerned. If one is not careful, one will be negligent in executing devotional service. So mixed ekadasi is an ekadasi. Well, let me explain what ekadasi means. It means the 11th day of the moon, the full moon or the new moon. And a mixed ekadasi is when you have two moon days, the ekadasi and the dwadasi or the navali. Now you wouldn't have the dasami, either dasami or the dwadasi falling and mixed on the ekadasi. In that case, you actually follow the ekadasi vow on the dwadasi, which is the next day after the ekadasi. Ekadasi means the 11th day of the moon, either the full moon or new moon, and that occurs twice a month, as there are two moon cycles in every month, which don't exactly coincide with the Roman calendar months. So that's another subject matter about calendars. So one should be very careful about this. Sarvatra Pramana Dive Purana Vachana Shimurte Vishnu Mandira Karana Lakshana. Whatever you say about Vaishnav behavior, the establishment of Vaishnav temples and deities and everything else should be supported by evidence from the Puranas. I mean, if you want, you can all listen. It's not nothing secret here. You've got some guests here, or you don't have to if you don't want to. Samanya Sadachara. Here you go. Okay. Nice meeting you. We'll see you soon. Okay. Take it easy. Samanya Sadachara Aravaishnavachara Kartavya Kartavya Sava Smartavya. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll keep in touch. Okay, thank you for coming. Sorry, we had some guests here. This is part of my preaching. You know, I'm still a sannyasi and still preaching, as strange as it may seem. Kartavya Kartavya Sava Smartavya Vahara. Okay. You should give general and specific descriptions of the behavior and activities of a Vaishnava. You should outline things that are to be done and things that are not to be done. All this should be described as regulations and etiquette. It's very simple stuff. A Sangshepi Sutra Kahilun Digdarashana Yave Tumi Likhiva Krishna Kara Spurhana. I have thus given a synopsis of the Vaishnava regulative principles. I have given this in brief just to give you a little direction. When you write on this subject, Krishna will help you by spiritually awakening you. So one cannot write on spiritual matters without being blessed by Krishna and the disciplic succession of gurus. The blessings of the authorities are one's power of attorney. One should not try to write anything about Vaishnav behavior and activities without being authorized by superior authorities. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Evam Parampara Praptam, Imam Rajar Sheo Vidahu. So what that means is, that's Bhagavad Gita 4.2. Parampara is the disciplic succession. One should take this Praptam, this knowledge from disciplic succession. Imam Rajar Sheo Vidahu. So that means, Evam Parampara Praptam, Imam Rajar Sheo. This disciplic succession, the knowledge of the disciplic succession, has been passed down by great kings in this particular case, or saintly persons. Eta kahilu prabhura sanatane prasada yahara shavane shchitera kandeya vasada. Thus I have narrated Lord Chaitanya's mercy upon Sanatana Goswami. When one hears these topics, one's heart will be cleansed of all contamination. How do you go? That's it. My heart's cleansed. Nijagrante karnapura vishtara karihya sanatane prabhura prasada Rakiyache Likia. The authorized poet Kavi Karnapur has written a book named Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. This book tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Sanatana Goswami with his specific mercy. Gaudendrasya Sabhavibhushana Manis Chaktva Yavridam Sriyam Upasya Graja Hesha Heva Tarunim Vairagya Lakshmim Date Antarabhakti Rasena Purna Hridayo Vaye Badhuta Kriti Shaivalai Vihitam Mahasara Iva Priti Vadastad Vidam. Srila Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, was the most prominent minister in the government of Hussein Shah, the ruler of Bengal, and he was considered a most brilliant gem in that assembly. He possessed all the opulences of a royal position, but he gave up everything just to accept the youthful goddess of renunciation. Although he externally appeared to be a mendicant who had renounced everything, he was filled with the pleasure of devotional service within his heart. Thus, he can be compared to a deep lake covered with moss. He was the object of pleasure for all the devotees who knew the science of devotional service. This and the following two verses are from the Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka, 9:34, 35, and 38. Tam sanatanam upagatam akshnor Trishta matram ati matra dayar draha Ali linga parigrayata dorvam Sandhu kampamata champaka goraha. As soon as Sanatana Goswami arrived in front of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord, seeing him, became merciful to him. The Lord, who has the complexion of a golden champaka flower, opened his arms and embraced him while expressing great satisfaction. Kalina Vrindavana Kelivarta Dukte Titam Kya Paitum Vishisha Kripam Ritena Vishishetjadevas Tatrayava Rupam Cha Sanatanam Cha. In the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out this work in Vrindavan. Eta kahilun sanatane prabhura prasada Yahara Shabane Chitera Kandeava Sada. I thus explain the mercy bestowed on Sanatana Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one hears this description, all moroseness in the heart will diminish. So if you are morose, we have some people here who are morose. So if you are morose, then you have to hear about Lord Chaitanya. And I've experienced that. I've experienced that. Actually, I was on an airplane. I wasn't morose. I never get morose. That's my problem. But I was on an airplane, and I was reading the Bhagavatam and feeling so ecstatic, just in the middle of the air. Just because I was hearing Krishna's pastimes. That's the solution to all the material miseries. In the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, first chapter, it stated, Nivritta Tarshar Upagiyamana. No, Gopal, you're not a moron. So, Utma Shloka Gunanavada. So, Nivritta Tarshar Upagiyamana, Pavoshra Shotra Mano Biramat, Ka Utma Shloka Gunanavada. Puman Vidajeta Bina Pashugna. That if one hears about Krishna, then all these tarshars, these material miseries, disappear. Devritta tarshara ubigimana bhavoshiro. Bhavoshiti, they become. Shrotra, Mano Biramat, the pleasing pastimes of Krishna manifest themselves in your heart. Ka Uttama Shloka Gunana Bhadat, these transcendental pastimes of Krishna. And then Puman Virajeta Banal Poshudnat, the only people who can't appreciate that are killers of the soul or killers of animals. Here's another blessing. By reading these instructions to Sanatana Goswami, one will become fully aware of Lord Krishna's various expansions and the process of devotional service according to the regulative principles and spontaneous love. Thus, everything can be fully known. Krishna Prema Bhakti Rasa Bhaktira Siddhanta Ihara Shabani Bhakta Janena Sabahananta. By reading these instructions, a pure devotee can understand love of Krishna and the mellows of devotional service and the conclusion of devotional service. Everyone can understand all these things. Two absolute words. Everyone, that's everyone, absolute, can understand all these things. Three absolute words. To their ultimate end, that's the third absolute word, by studying these instructions. Okay, we've just done it. Anybody who's participated in these classes will become a pure devotee. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Dvaita Charana Yanra Pranadana Se Paya E Dana. Sounds like the chapter is coming to an end. The conclusion of these instructions can be known to one whose life and soul are the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kai Krishna Das. So this is usually the end of the chapter. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila, chapter 4, 24. Describing the Atmarama verse and the Lord's mercy upon Sanatana Goswami. So we're finished with the chapter. And just one more chapter to go in the Majalila. And then we go into the Anchalila. And when we finish the Anchalila, we'll go into another literature. All these exciting literatures. This is amazing. We did the Nectar of Devotion. We did the Bhagavad Gita. We did the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is so exciting. I mean, COVID has definitely blessed all of us. With Krishna Katha. I would have never done this reading online had it not been for the blessings of COVID. So see, when Krishna does something like he gives us these diseases or these miseries, if you see Krishna behind them, you can actually make spiritual advancement and actually become ecstatic. Understand, Krishna arranged this COVID for us. To preach Krishna consciousness. Actually, this year there's been more preaching than ever, not only on my part, but on the part of many other devotees. And so we are so fortunate. Of course, we're not asking for more COVID. We hope COVID is over so we can visit the devotees. But we will continue to do things online. So chapter 25, how all the residents of Varanasi became Vaishnavas. So remember, the residents of Varanasi. Whoops. Let's see what people said. Sri COVID Prabhu Ki Jai. No, not Sri COVID Prabhu Ki Jai. But when a devotee takes everything that happens as Krishna's mercy and takes advantage of it, whether it's COVID, whether it's death, whether it's disease or old age, and just like I mentioned previously in one of my classes, that it was very sad a little while ago, actually several months ago, that my mother was passing away. So instead of just becoming immersed in depression, my mother was passing away, who I love very much, what did I do? I took it as an opportunity to take her back to Godhead. So I thought the best way to take her back to Godhead is not to give her my association. No, I didn't say that. I thought the best way to take her back to Godhead, because I wasn't anywhere close, was to actually send a great devotee to be with her, even though I was on the other side of the world. my mother was passing away. So instead of just like becoming immersed in tears, I just called this great devotee and said to this great devotee, here's a ticket, you fly to see my mother. So this great devotee, who's like Yamaraj herself, flew. Flew to where my mother was and came to where my mother was, chanted for her, laid down next to her, gave her prasadam, the holy name, played a tape of me. And then in such a situation, my mother went back to Krishna, either, you know, in the Krishna conscious movement or back to Godhead or something like that. And it became a time of victory. A time of victory rather than a time of depression. Because if you could send your parents back to Godhead, you're actually a son or daughter. Because Lord Vrishabhadev says no one should become a father or a mother or a guru or a worshipable person unless they're capable of sending their dependents, my mother is my dependent, back to Godhead. So, you know, there may be an unfortunate circumstance, but don't lose your cool, because you can turn that unfortunate circumstance around and bring it to Krishna and use it as a stepping stone to help others. So it's very important. I mean, just like right now, we're experiencing this disaster in Ukraine. So devotees should take this. I mean, I'm not happy it's happening, but take it as an advantage to give people prasadam, to help people, teach people about Krishna, show compassion for the other people and for devotees, and serve the Vaishnavas. It's an opportunity. Actually, as I often say, there's no problems in this world. There's only opportunities and challenges. And Prabhupada was very much in the mood of a kshatriya in terms of challenges. You know, people talk about Varnashram. Like this morning, we were having some discussion with our Varnashram committee and saying that a Brahman simply has to sit and teach. No, a Brahman can do any. A real Brahman is someone who knows Brahman, who can do anything to please Krishna. And he can act like a kshatriya. He can act like a vaishya. Like Prabhupada sometimes said, let's bring money in. That's vaishya wants more and more money. Prabhupada said, we want more and more money to serve Krishna. And a kshatriya, he wants to conquer. And Prabhupada wanted to conquer over the whole world for Krishna. So, don't be a ritualistic varnashramite. Okay. Hopefully no one is listening who'll get offended. The following is a summary. All right, let's see. We got a few more minutes. Following is the summary of chapter 25. A Maharashtrian Brahmin who was living in Benares was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always very happy to hear the glories of the Lord. And it was by his arrangement that all the sannyasis of Varanasi became devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He invited all the sannyasis to his house to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this incident has been described in the 7th chapter of the Adi Lila. From that day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became famous in the city of Varanasi, and many important men in that city became his followers. By and by, one of the disciples of the great sannyasi, Prakashananda Sarasati, became devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this devotee explained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Prakashananda Sarasati and supported his views with various arguments. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take a bath and Panchanada, and afterwards all his devotees began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in front of the temple of Bindu Madhava. At this time, Prakashananda Saraswati and all his devotees approached the Lord. Prakashananda Saraswati immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and very much regretted his past behavior toward the Lord. He asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about devotional service in terms of the Vedanta Sutra, and the Lord told him about the devotional service that is approved by great personalities who know the Vedanta Sutra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then pointed out that Srimad Bhagavatam is the proper commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. He then explained the Chatushloki, That's Bhagavatam 2, 9, 33, 34, 35, 36, four shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of that great scripture. From that day on, all the sannyasis of Varanasi became devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before returning to his headquarters at Jagannath Puri, the Lord advised Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavana. The Lord then departed for Jagannath Puri. Kaviraj Goswami then describes something about Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Subhuti Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. To the great forest of Jatakunda in central India, at the end of this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami sums up the incidents of the Majjhalila and instructs every living being to read this sublime book of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Vaishnavi Kritya Sanyasi Mukam Kashi Nivasinaha Sanatanam Susangskriya Skritya, sorry. Prabhur Niladrim Agamat. After converting to Vaishnavas, all the residents of Varanasi, who were headed by the sannyasis, and after completely educating and instructing Sanatana Goswami there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Dvaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Emata Mahaprabhu Dvimasa Paryanta Shikailatanri Bhakti Siddhantera Ananta. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Sanatana Goswami in all the conclusions of devotional service for two consecutive months. Paramananda Kirtaniya Shikarera Sangi Prabhuri Kirtana Shunaya Atibada Arangi. For as long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, Paramananda Kirtaniya, who was a friend of Chandrasekhar's, chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and other songs to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very humorous way. Sanyasi Ragana Prabhure Yadiyupekshila Vakta Dukha Kandaite Tare Kripakaila. When the Mayavadi sannyasis at Varanasi criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord's devotees became very much depressed. To satisfy them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his mercy to the sannyasis. Sanyasire kripapurve likiyachon vishtarya udeshe karihe giyan sankshepakariya. In the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila, I have already elaborately described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deliverance of the sannyasis at Varanasi, but I shall briefly repeat it in this chapter. Yahan tahan prabhura ninda kare sannyasira gana shuni duke maharashtriya vipra karaye chintana. When the Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere and everywhere in Varanasi, the Maharashtrian Brahmin, hearing this blasphemy, began to think about this unhappily. Prabhura svabhava yeva deke sanidane sarupa nubhavi tanre ishvara karimane. The Maharashtrian Brahmin thought, whoever closely sees the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately realizes his personality and accepts him as the Supreme Lord. Kona prakari paran yare katra karite iha deki sanyasi kana abhinhara bhakte. If by some means I can assemble all the sannyasis together, they will certainly become his devotees after seeing his personal characteristics. And Prabhupada explains, if one saw the personal characteristics and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one would certainly be convinced that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can ascertain this by following in the footsteps of the Shastric injunctions. This sincere study and appreciation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also applicable to his authorized devotees, and it is clearly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anjalila 7:11, Kali Kaleva Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vidav Nahi Tari Pravartana. In this age of Kali, real religious propaganda should induce people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is possible for someone who is especially empowered by Krishna. No one can do this without being especially favored by Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this regard in his Anubhasha, wherein he quotes a verse from the Narayana Sangita. Dvaparityayar Janayana Vishnu Pacharatrais tu kevalai Kalo tu nama matrena Uchite Bhagavan Harihi. In Dwapara Yuga, devotees of Lord Vishnu and Krishna rendered devotional service according to the principles of Pancharatra. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped simply by the chanting of his holy names. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur then comments, without being empowered by the direct potency of Lord Krishna to fulfill his desire and without being specifically favored by the Lord, no human being can become the spiritual master of the whole world. He certainly cannot succeed by mental concoction, which is not meant for devotees or religious people. Only an empowered personality can distribute the holy name of the Lord and enjoin all fallen souls to worship Krishna. By distributing the holy name of the Lord, he cleanses the hearts of the most fallen people. Therefore, he extinguishes the blazing fire of the material world. Not only that, he broadcasts the shining brightness of Krishna's effulgence throughout the world. Such an acharya or spiritual master should be considered non-different from Krishna. That is, he should be considered the incarnation of Lord Krishna's potency. Such a personality is Krishna Lingita Vigraha. That is, he is always embraced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Such a person is above the considerations of the Varnashram institution. He is the guru or spiritual master for the entire world. A devotee on the topmost platform, a Maha Bhagavat stage, and a Paramahansa Thakur, a spiritual form only fit to be addressed as Paramahansa or Thakura. Nonetheless, there are many people who are just like owls, and they never open their eyes to see the sunshine. These owlish personalities, who are inferior even to the Mayavadi sannyasis, cannot see the brilliance of Krishna's favor upon the Mahabhagavat devotee. They are prepared to criticize the person engaged in distributing the holy name all over the world and following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted Krishna consciousness preached in every town and village. Of course, Prabhupada here is directly referring to those who criticized him in different ways, and Prabhupada was the person chosen to distribute Krishna consciousness everywhere. So now we will stop here. We went up to text 9, and so we will stop here, stop sharing, and allow you all to ask some questions. Give me 1 second to unmute you all. Okay, so you can type in the text window, or you can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself, your choice. Who has a question?
Let me turn up the volume.
Oh, Mahatma.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Maharaj. Yes, I have never anywhere read, but I have heard from maybe some person who has studied a lot. So it was the story about when we were talking about how to sit in the temple room and how to behave. So the story is on the same line, you know, Sikh Guru, what is his name? I'm forgetting his name, but he started Sikhism.
Guru Nanak Dev.
So he was once visiting Middle East and by where this Mecca is there, and then he just lay down in the night or evening when his leg was facing the main entry of that Mecca, that place, and then some priest...
The Kaaba, it's called the Kaaba. The main place Kaaba, is called the...
Yeah, Kaaba. So this priest in the Kaaba, actually he saw him, his leg towards the entry to the Kaaba, then he came and asked, you should not do this, like that, facing your leg that way. So he, so Guru Nanak asked him, yeah, so do you know God is everywhere? So where should I put my legs? Yeah. So that's the story I kind of heard from many Sikh people and from Punjab and those who have studied and things like that. So I don't know if it is true or not, but so what's your view when about his statement of Guru Nanak?
Well, I mean, that may be the vision of a Mahabhagavat devotee who sees Krishna everywhere. But Krishna is also there in the deity. That's a very special manifestation, the deity of Krishna. Now, when we say that Krishna is everywhere, there's several ways of understanding that. One is, Maya Tatami Dam Sarvam Jagadavyakta Murtina Matstani Sarvabhutani Naham Teshva Vastataha, which is the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which describes that Krishna, in terms of his energy, is everywhere. That's one point. So it's not Krishna personally in that sense. Now, in another sense, you may say that Krishna is everywhere as Paramatma. However, Paramatma is not in the material energy. We say that Paramatma is in everyone's heart, and Paramatma is in every atom. But he's not there in every sense of the word. In other words, Prabhupada describes that Paramatma's presence in the atom and in the heart is like the reflection that you'll see of the moon on the river or on the lake. So the potency or an aspect is reflected in that particular locale. The potency, you know, the light of the moon, for example, is reflected. So Paramatma, it's not exactly, that's just a metaphor, but Paramatma is spiritually situated. He can't touch matter. That's really important point to understand. Whereas the deity of Krishna, even though the deity is ostensibly composed of matter, you know, you have a stone deity, you have a wood deity, other elements like that, or even a metal deity. But by the process of worship, Krishna manifests himself personally as the deity. That's a little bit different. Krishna doesn't manifest himself, just like I have a computer. In one sense, the computer is Krishna. Okay. So therefore, I should put the computer on the altar and worship the computer. No. Because the computer is, in the sense that the computer is Krishna's. I mean, it belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's energy, like that. So in that sense, it's Krishna. But in another sense, it's not Krishna. That's called the Chinchavedaveda-Tattva philosophy. So basically, Guru Nanak didn't have the philosophy right. Sorry about that, if you happen to be a Sikh. He didn't have the philosophy right. He didn't understand that God is one and different from his energy, from everything, simultaneously inconceivable, inconceivably. That's a Chinchavedaveda-Tattva. Does that make sense?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you. But Guru Nanak did glorify God by chanting the prayers. So it's online of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because
Yes, Guru Nanak is a devotee, but he didn't understand the philosophy completely. Basically, you have only... Oh, I'm getting a little... I hear someone talking in the background. Anyway, Hare Krishna. So basically, we have only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is able to fully explain the connection of the Lord with his energy and the distance of the Lord with his energy in the Achinchaveda-Vedatattva philosophy. He was a devotee. He glorified Krishna. He loved Krishna. I'm not doubting that. But his philosophical understanding was not as precise. I'm not saying he was wrong, because Krishna is everywhere. But it's all Krishna is also not everywhere. If you read the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you'll see a series of verses beginning with Mayatatam Idam Sarvam Jagadavyakta Muntina Matsnani Sarvabhutani Nahanteshvavasita, where Krishna describes this Achintya Veda Veda Tattva philosophy. And read the beginning of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Most confidential knowledge. The first verses, Idam Tute Guyatamama Prachakshama Suyabe Yanavigyanamas Sahitam Yadgavamakshte Shuvat Rajavija Rajiv Guyam Pavichami Damutamam Prachakshavagamam Dharmyam. I mean, those are the beginning of the ninth chapter, but then Krishna immediately goes into the Achintya Veda Veda Tattva philosophy, how Krishna is everywhere, but he's not everywhere simultaneously. And so this is a very intricate point, which was basically not really presented, even in the other sampradayas, precisely until Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented. Ramanujacharya more or less presented this point in his Vishishtadvaita philosophy, or presentation of the Vaishnava philosophy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first one to really precisely delineate this particular philosophical point, although it's mentioned in the Gita. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really concentrated on it for us souls in the Kali Yuga who would have a difficulty understanding the precise connection of the Lord with his energy. So it's not that everything is God. Yes, in one sense, God is everywhere and everything is God, but in another sense, God isn't everywhere. This is matter. We don't worship matter. It's not that you could take a computer, put it on your altar, and just offer obeisances, or don't touch your feet to your computer. I don't touch my feet to my computer. My computer is sacred. But anyway, or you shouldn't touch your feet to your iPhone. It's not an iPhone. I'm intelligent. This is an Android phone.
Thank you so much.
Okay. That's actually a very good point. Okay, I think we're ready to end because it's past 6 and I have some preaching programs tonight. This is Saturday. It's a big night, Saturday night at the preaching. So Saturday night at the reaching out. We got some people coming to see me. And I'm at our center here in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Reaching out to people, and somehow or other, anyone's interested in helping, just let me know. Okay, on that happy note, we'll see everybody, same time, same station. Tomorrow we're going to be speaking more about Lord Shiva, since it's the Sunday program. All glories to his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki, Jai.